You're listening to SBS News.
It's an extraordinary event. That's according to some experts who say this has never happened before. A ship the size of a skyscraper wedged across Egypt's Suez Canal. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday as it entered the canal from the Red Sea, after losing its ability to steer amid high winds and a dust storm. Since then, a group of ships hoping to enter the vital waterway have become log-jammed. Head of the International Chamber of Shipping, Guy Platten, says the incident is serious.
If you think how fragile, it shows you how fragile the global supply chains can be at times. And as we rely on shipping to deliver all that medical equipment, the fuel, the food, the other supplies, this is quite a critical moment.
The Suez Canal divides continental Africa from the Sinai Peninsula. Ships looking for an alternative route between Asia and Europe would have to go around the African Cape on a journey that takes a week longer to navigate.
And that's part of the reason why people use the Suez Canal, because it's quicker and cheaper in cost terms, apart from the cost of actually transiting the canal itself. So look, I raise that only because the catastrophic situation is that she's stuck.
Since opening in 1869, the canal has provided a crucial link for oil, natural gas, and cargo being shipped from east to west. Mr. Platten says the disruption caused by the Ever Given shows how sensitive world trade can be.
The Suez Canal is one of those absolutely strategic waterways of the world, like the Panama Canal is. It carries about 12% of world trade each year. That's roughly, in monetary terms, about $1.1 trillion worth of cargo passed through the Suez Canal, about $3 billion every day. About 18,000 ships use it a year. It's about 50 ships a day, so it's absolutely key. So you get something like this, a ship effectively blocking it, you actually really are blocking that trade flow.
While Mr. Baker says the shipping industry is robust, the just-in-time nature of the supply chain means there could be knock-on delays at ports globally if the issue persists.
You know, with imports, you know, timing of ships coming in, how long it's going to take to get them off, they know almost to the minute how long vessels are going to stick in ports for, depending on how many containers are coming off and going on. So it's a pretty tightly run business. And so, compounding this issue over time, it would be significant.
According to oil analytics firm Vortexa, the canal's obstruction might have already affected 10 tankers carrying 13 million barrels of crude oil. It's also caused a backlog of around 50 vessels per day, with any delays leading to reroutings which add 15 days to the journey between the Middle East and Europe. Former merchant mariner Salvatore Mosogliano explains the impacts of each day the canal is closed.
Egypt isn't getting toll money for this. It's about $700,000 for every vessel to go through. But more importantly, container ships, tankers are not delivering food, fuel, manufactured goods to Europe, and goods are not being exported from Europe to the Far East. And this is going to have a massive impact on production, on availability of goods in Europe and in Asia.
Since Tuesday, oil prices have surged by 4% on international markets. Senior Vice President of Equity Research at Jefferies LLC, Randy Givens.
So yeah, every tanker company is up, you know, multiple digits, right? So obviously you're seeing rates shooting up, the forward curve shooting up, crude prices are shooting up, you know, 3%, 4%, 5%. So it kind of is in line with what our expectations would be, disruption being an uplift to the tanker rates and to the commodity prices.
An operation to free the Ever Given continues after 10 tugboats failed to clear the ship on Wednesday. Mr. Baker says he's hopeful the sandy banks of the canal will loosen their grip, avoiding the need for a more delicate operation. But he also has another idea.
If they cannot free her from the banks, then they've got to find a way to offload some of those containers to reduce the weight of the ship so that she can actually then be free to float.
Offloading 20,000 containers would be a practical and logistical challenge, which would cause further delays. Mr. Baker says the rescue mission isn't at that stage yet. An Egyptian official warned it could take at least 2 days to move the ship out of the way, but it remains unclear when the route will reopen. Nadine Silva, SBS News.